Ryan Ryder here for Main Event Radio. I'm at Yuck Yucks in Ottawa, Ontario, with the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time, the Honky Tonk Man. How you doing this evening? Just finished a great show here. Really enjoyed it. Some great stories from over the years of your 40-year career. How's it going?
Believe me, after a two-hour show, there's no way to make it all up. It's all true, everything I said.
So, back in Canada, you've had a lot of memories here. What's it like dealing with the cold?
I've lived 5 years in Calgary, so I understand this, and it's no big deal for me. You know, if you dress for it, you're okay. If you don't dress for it, you freeze your ass off.
You got another show tomorrow night here at Yuck Yucks in Ottawa. Where are you heading next?
After Ottawa, I'll be going back to Phoenix. I'm going to take 2 weeks off. I'm going to play some golf, stay out in the sun, relax, drink some more beer like I do. I mean, I got to have my beer every day. It doesn't matter where I'm at. I'm going to do that. And then I'm back out on the road again in March to do some more shows.
Are you still wrestling at all?
I do some. I have one wrestling show on the books right now that I'll do. And in fact, I think it's for that wrestler, remember him, you guys might, Eugene. He has a show out in South Dakota, which will be much colder than it is here, I can promise you.
So, looking back at your show a little bit, maybe a preview for the people who haven't seen it for tomorrow night, you asked people to mention names for you to give a reaction to. So one name that I'm wondering about is Jeff Jarrett, someone who kind of emulated you with the guitar shots.
I was around Jeff's dad. That's who I broke in the business with, and he was the one that gave me my first start, and we had hundreds of matches together, and Jeff was just a small child. So I don't know a lot about him, but every time I've been around him, he's been a pleasant gentleman. And, you know, if he took the guitar and he did something with it, then God bless him. And, you know, what do they say about flattery? What's the best form of
imitation
flattery?
Imitation is the best form of flattery.
So that works.
You also talked about John Cena and the fact that he allegedly got certain wrestlers demoted or fired.
I don't know that that's a factual thing. You hear rumors all the time about stuff, and you don't know if it's true or not. But if it is true, then, you know, I don't think that's proper. But if it is, and if, you know, if it's not true, then it's not true.
Well, the wrestler that allegedly was fired or demoted because of Cena was Alex Riley, who, in my opinion, was not that great of a worker. But you mentioned Hulk Hogan, Andre never really doing that, but Cena allegedly. Should Cena, with the years of experience that he's had and the position he's in the company, not be allowed to give the opinion on other performers?
Yeah, but why should he care? Yeah. I mean, you're in that position. Nobody's going to take it. You're in it till you want to leave it or other circumstances prevail that you're not going to be in it. So some underneath guy that maybe you don't like personally has nothing to do with business.
Yeah, it's all he's going to take his spot.
All right. I mean, you're there. I mean, who cares?
You also were quite critical about the AJ Styles, John Cena match. I don't know if it was a critique, but you called it a video game.
No, I wasn't critical. I called it's one of the matches that I happen to see parts of that with everything that they were doing, and they did a lot. They did a lot of stuff in that match, a lot of stuff, that it looked more like what you'd see in a video game as opposed to I'm a traditionalist, okay? Mm-hmm. And traditional wrestling matches are not what they do nowadays. So it's not being critical. It was giving an opinion on what I perceived as what the match looked like to me. It's not something that I would be doing because I'm not capable of doing that kind of match.
What do you think the business should be doing differently in 2017?
They're actually doing what the fans want. I mean, they got sellout shows. They got 70, 80, 100,000 people at WrestleMania every year. So obviously they're doing something very right.
The WWE Network, fans from all ages able to watch you, your classic matches. How does it feel to just have like a whole new generation watching your classic stuff?
It's been good. In the beginning, when the network first came out or they were talking about it, I didn't think it would be such a success that it has been, or that it would reflect on us that much. But it has given us older guys like myself and some more legends a whole new avenue of fans coming along, which is good.
Many fans tonight bringing up the words Hall of Fame. In regards to your career, you inducted Coco Beware into the Hall. Is that something that you'd like to see in the future, your name in the Hall of Fame?
You know, if it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, doesn't. I'm not one to worry so much about it. They have the people that they choose, and why they choose them at certain times is beyond, you know, me. I'm not involved in the choosing process or anything like that. So it just doesn't affect my life at all.
But then again, it's an accolade. It's a recognition of what you did in that company.
But there again, it's a TV show too. I mean, it's not like the sports writers or the fans vote for the Hall of Fame and things like that. And they don't have a building that the Hall of Fame ceremony they do it in. And so to me, it's not that big a deal.
Is there anyone in there that you think doesn't necessarily deserve to be in it?
No, I think everyone that goes in. There's a lot of guys that should be in that are not. Hopefully they'll get in someday. I think Rick Rude this year is a great choice, having him. Some other guys that's going in, you know, it's questionable about the amount of time that you need, that I think you maybe need to be away from the business before you get in, as opposed to just automatically you do a retirement match at WrestleMania and you're in the Hall of Fame. You know, it's like, come on. Let's have like a waiting period.
Yeah, there should be at least 2 years, like any professional sports
Something
Hall of Fame.
There's a waiting period as opposed to just all of a sudden run them in there. But there again, it's a TV show, ratings driven, and it's a ticket sales, and it's driven by ticket sales, and I understand that part of the business.
You're listening to Main Event Radio. Ryan Ryder in conversation with the Honky Tonk Man here at Yuck Yucks in Ottawa. Any thoughts on the late Superfly Jimmy Snuka?
I posted something on my Twitter page, and I said, Jimmy doesn't have to suffer anymore. He was suffering through, of course, the stomach cancer, which is a terrible, terrible thing. And he was suffering through his legal battles that came along late now in his career. And God bless him, he's not suffering anymore.
A lot of the guys from your era have sadly passed, and you're alive and kicking. What do you attribute that to? Is it the fact that maybe you partied less or out for yourself?
No, I partied as much as anybody else. It's just the luck of the draw. I mean, who knows? Thank you, darling. Who knows when something is going to happen to you? I mean, we're not guaranteed of anything other than the breath we're taking now. It's sad. I mean, of course, if you want to speed it up, you can do some things that would probably cause it. But who knows? I mean, who knows? Everybody's body reacts differently to different things. And to say that somebody partied harder than somebody else, I don't think there's anybody out there that's done more stuff than a couple or three or four guys. And I was talking about one tonight in particular, Jake Roberts. I mean, Jake is a very, very lucky man, and he should get up every day and kiss the ground and look in the sky and thank someone, because he's done enough that he shouldn't be around, and he knows that.
That was my next question. What is your beef exactly with Jake the Snake Roberts?
I don't really have one with Jake, other than the fact that he has said some bad things about me without even asking me about why he's doing it. He thinks I tried to buy his name or trademark his name, which was... If I wanted to trademark his name, I would have. I mean, I would have done it. I didn't want to do it.
Did he lose the rights to his name at some point?
No, he still had. He doesn't have the rights to his name. It's the guy that trademarks the name has the rights to it, and he don't want to spend the money to trademark it. I was going to, but he got mad about that, and a lot of guys get mad about it. But when Vince trademarks a guy's name, they're all happy. They don't give a shit. It's fun. I mean, Vince does it, and they're not mad at Vince. Get mad at Vince. He trademarks everything.
Yeah. Do you want to trademark your own name?
Yes, right? Yes. Vince tried to make Bam Bam Bigelow. He said he had to take tattoos off his head. Come on, man.
One thing that I liked about your comedy show is the fact that you got a little bit political, mentioning the controversial Donald Trump and the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, it's interesting that the way things take twists and turns down in our country now with Donald and everything that goes on. I think he's shaking up the political establishment and the political system that needs to be shaken up after all these years. I think there he is right. There's these fat cats of politicians and people who live off the government who think they're bigger than the president, and they're not. And they should be grateful that they do have a job. And when the prime minister here in Canada makes a statement that, you know, he would take all the refugees or all the all the people that Donald Trump doesn't want down in our country, and he would take them up here, then by all means, just to have the planes come up to Ottawa and drop them off.
I'd rather not.
Well, that's your opinion now, see? So now you're getting political.
Yeah, that's me saying this too.
Yeah, but anyway, I mean, we can talk politics forever, but nobody's going to win because we all have our different point of view.
Yeah, I definitely think that security should come first.
I think protecting your own country comes first and foremost for any country, mm-hmm. no matter who it is. You know, we sent $250 million over to one of the foreign countries in unmarked cash money. Could have sent every child to college, all the way through college. Could have took care of all the homeless people on the streets. There was so much more we could have done with that, as opposed to this, you know, loading it up as unmarked money and putting it on an unmarked plane and sending it over there and giving it to someone.
Yeah. Are there any young guys out there right now, up-and-comers, that are on your list right now of guys that you think are going
to
be good?
To be totally honest with you, I don't do a lot of wrestling shows now, so I don't see a lot of people. I did see Kevin Owens three years ago on an independent show, and I wished him very well, and I knew he would do good because I saw him and I saw what he did in the ring, and I'm glad that he's getting a break now. Samoa Joe, I think he's finally going to get a break now. He deserves it. He's toiled in the independence and around the world, yeah. and after 10 or 15 years, you deserve at least a chance to prove yourself on the main stage. Other than that, AJ Styles is doing very well right now. I probably ran across him somewhere, but I don't remember. But he's a breakout star from the new generation, yeah. and that's fun to see. And I still like to see, you know, my trusted star out there. Every time I mention his name, he gets in trouble with someone or the office does something. It's Randy Orton. I think he's the greatest talent there.
Yeah, and he just won the Royal Rumble too.
Randy's all around talent. I mean, he can talk, he can work, and you know, he don't put up with any nonsense. And you know, if someone doesn't want to do right out there in the ring, he doesn't mind snatching a knot in their ass. So I like Randy. Always liked him.
That's the attitude you got to have in the business. He grew up in it.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, how can you say that this guy don't understand what he's doing? He's third generation.
Yeah. And what advice do you have to the younger generation, the new wrestlers coming up in the business?
Desire, dedication, hard work. You got to have the desire, you got to be dedicated, and you got to work hard. If you don't want to do those things, then you pick the wrong business. And no matter what job you go into, if you don't have desire to do it, you don't dedicate yourself, and you don't work hard, you're not going to succeed. I don't care what job it is.
Wrestling legend, Hockey Talk Man. You can see him again tomorrow night at Yuck Yucks in Ottawa. Still wrestling a little bit as well and on the comedy tour around the world.
Yes, making people happy. Making people happy, digging up bones and shooting on people, you know, especially the ones that can't defend themselves. That's the ones I like.
They can't get you back.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Hockey.